This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Rodney Thomas joins me live in studio. He's a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and he is getting ready for the big night tomorrow night. Now, you've been to these big public hearings as a local citizen, a member of the Planning Commission. Now you get to go and sit on the other side of the microphone. And it's quite a long day for you tomorrow. I mean, you were telling me y'all start tomorrow at 9 o'clock,
we're
right?
We're going to start at 9. We have some work to do before we get to the budget hearing tomorrow night. We have quite a busy day tomorrow just before we get to the hearing. The hearing starts at 6 on the budget, and we're going to take comments, and there won't be any dialogue. We'll be listening and to all the citizens, and then we'll digest all the comments, and we'll go into our work session starting Monday. I think there's about 3 work sessions scheduled per week, of about 3 hours each, for us to work on the budget, starting at 9 o'clock Monday. And then we continue almost every day. And then next Wednesday night, we'll be back next Wednesday day, we'll be back down there working on it again. Then Wednesday night, we'll be back in there on the 10th for another Board of Supervisors meeting. But it's a busy schedule, and I enjoy the busy schedule. I'm not so sure I enjoy the heart-wrenching emails that I'm getting from the education part, the teachers, the citizens. It's really heart-wrenching to think that they're going to lose some money. The entire county is losing money. On cuts, we're losing funds. We're not getting funded by the state. The state's not getting funded by the federal funds, so therefore the ball just rolls and gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
That stimulus money that saved the day last year isn't there this year.
There is no that they've just about cut. It's all gone. Yeah. I heard, and I'm not sure of this, that they canceled this last one they were talking about. Also,
we're in studio with Rodney Thomas. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. If you have a conversation, if you'd like to join this conversation, Rodney, what are your thoughts? What was your read of Bob Tucker's proposed budget that he submitted last week?
Well, I will say that I was, I'm never happy to see people lose their jobs or anything like that. But don't get me wrong what I'm going to say. I was happy to see the budget presented to us as we requested at 74.2, which gives us the bottom line. And that gives us a good starting point. I'm not going to say that it'll stay at that 74.2, but I'm personally not for increasing the taxes a whole lot. I think we need to find some more of the expression, I guess, could be fat meat in there somewhere. There's got to be something we can go into without affecting the teachers so bad. I'd like to see what we do for the schools. I would like to see the money go back in the classroom. I'd like to see it go straight to the teachers. I just feel like there's some other things that need to be taken care of before we get to that final budget.
Yeah. We're talking with Rodney Thomas, and the phone lines are open. You want to talk about the budget? It's 977-1070. The big public hearing, of course, is tomorrow evening. It starts at 6 o'clock, and you got to get there early and get a good seat and get your name on the list to speak to the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Now, you're talking about the schools, particularly hard hit. They actually submitted an unbalanced budget with a hole that is, $8 million hole there.
$8 million.
How in the world do you reconcile that?
It's a two-bladed sword there. I mean, we're losing that $8 million that they gave us the unbalanced budget on, and then it's hitting the general budget, which we have to be, we control that as supervisors. We also control the dollars that go to school board. So it's a double hit for us. I mean, it literally got thrown in our lap, which that's our job. And I think we can handle it. Matter of fact, I know we can handle it. It's just a matter of how deep are the cuts going to have to go? Or is the board going to vote to increase the tax to 95 cents per hundred to get a good balanced budget? It's going to take a whole lot more than 3 cents per hundred.
Yeah. You're not going to go up to 77, 78 cents and save the day. And there's going to be a whole lot of folks here tomorrow night who are saying, not only, lower the rate. There'll be folks saying lower the rate, and there'll be a whole lot of folks there tomorrow night saying, you got to raise the rate a little bit, and put it over here to the libraries or over here to the schools or over here to public safety. And it's going to be quite an evening.
It's a pie that has to be cut into many pieces, Coy. It's the schools aren't the only budget. It's the police, the fire, the rescue. We have to make sure that we're protected for health, safety, and welfare. That has to be taken care of, and I don't think we want to. I don't think we, the citizens of Alamo, want to lose the fine fire company that we've been working on for about 8 years to get it to a point where it's really doing some good now. 12 stations we have around the county. We were planning on building one more on Pantops, and we had to shelve that because of the money. And eventually, I guess that'll have to come along because of protection of the properties.
Yeah. Well, when you grow like that, you're going to have the fire stations.
Exactly. Yeah. It's part of it's a statute. We have to do that.
But then again, you can't spend any money you don't have.
You know? Well, that's the bottom line. I mean, even if we increase the taxes, that's the ultimate no-no for me, because I don't want to increase taxes. Personally, I don't.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of us that don't want to increase them.
That's certainly, yeah, absolutely.
Coy, there's a lot of people out there, including myself, that probably could afford to pay more taxes. But there's about 40%, and I don't know that figure exactly, but I think it's probably about 40% of the people are right on the edge. And do we want to throw them off the cliff? Or do we beg a pocket for them to sit in over in the corner and get a lower tax rate? I worry about that part of Alamar County. Alamar County is not all rich.
Yeah.
It's not. There's a lot of people that are just about ready to go under. So.
And you have to think about them when you make this budget.
I am thinking about them. Yeah, I am.
We're talking with Rodney Thomas of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and the phone lines are open for you at 977-1070. Bob is on the line in Charlottesville. Bob, you're on with Rodney Thomas. Rodney, let me ask you to put on the headphones real quick, and we'll let you check in with Bob here. Bob, go right ahead.
Hi, Bob. Good afternoon, Coy and Rodney.
Hello.
I just have to refer back to a program yesterday because to me it's very pertinent about the budget. And I'm glad to hear you say, Rodney, that you don't want people in Albemarle County to have to pay higher taxes. And I'm one of the people that you were just speaking about that's not wealthy, and we're just getting by. I'm curious what your position is about building a new dam versus dredging. That was the show yesterday. One costing about upwards of $200 million, and the other we already have money to pay for dredging and repair of the current dam.
Bob, thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it.
Yep. Well, Bob, there's a lot of things. I'm the candidate that would not sign the pledge to support the plan that Albemarle County Service Authority or RWSA had proposed, which was to build a new dam.
And you're the only candidate that didn't sign that pledge.
No, yeah. John Lowry did not either.
Okay, fair enough.
The two of us didn't. And I wouldn't sign it because I didn't think the plan was stable. I don't mean the dam itself. I mean the plan. I thought it was some more plans that could be made that'd be better. I thought the prices could be better. And sure enough, I'm right in all that fiasco of asking me to sign, they fired the engineering firm, the consulting firm, and hired two new ones. So everything consequently has changed. I'll take us back 45 years ago when the dam was built. And my question to start it with is, why wasn't it dredged to begin with? That's the starting point. Then my next question is, do we want sustainable water supply in Albemarle County? Do we need a 50-year water plan? What is the answer? Would 30 years do? Would 20 years do? I don't know. I'm not the engineer. I'll have to sit back and wait and see how the engineers play it out. But I am for a sustainable water supply, whichever one they come up with. And probably the ultimate is to build the new dam, the Ragged Mountain, pump the water up to Ragged Mountain to fulfill our supplies. But that is the ultimate. And that may cost upward to $300 million to do all of that.
We're talking with Rodney Thomas of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Bob, thank you for the call. I believe we have Greg on line two. Greg, are you with us?
Yes, I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You go right ahead.
I want to comment on raising taxes, even though our schools need it. And I'm sure there's going to be a push to do whatever it is to keep the schools with the revenue they need in order to keep things status quo. But I'm a blue-collar person in this county, and there's a lot of people like me who have basically not worked for the last year and a half. And we're doing a little bit of this and that, but not enough. And there's a lot of people that would be devastated by any increase in tax. And I just feel that if the economy is bad and people aren't working, then we've got to just get by on bare bones in our schools and our police and our fire. And I just would like, and there's another thing that nobody talks about because it's not very popular, and a lot of blue-collar people have been displaced by illegal and undocumented workers because they work cheaper, and it doesn't seem like that issue is being addressed either. So I'm going to hang up and just let y'all comment.
All righty, Greg. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Rodney?
Greg, thank you for calling in, and I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate you being so candid and honest about your situation. And yes, there are a lot of people out there like that. There are like you, and there are a lot of people out there that have been displaced by the influx of the pretty much the Mexican. I started to say Latino, but it is the Mexican population that has moved in. Now these people need supplies and money and all that also. But I would rather see our local American citizens have the jobs if they would get out there and, you know, find them and work them. I don't want to down anybody for working hard, but also don't want to bury them by giving them more taxes. I think that would be a very bad thing at this time, the way the economy is.
And we were talking about water earlier. It's not just increasing taxes, but if we do move forward and build this $200 or $300 million new water supply plan, we're talking about rate increases, which just is another way that people end up reaching into their pocket to give money to the local government.
Coy, they were speculating, and I don't know if this is a fact or not, but the water bill would go up by 1/3.
Lord, Rodney,
it's astronomical.
I don't see how. I said this yesterday. I don't see how it with this economic climate and with so many people who are so close to the edge now financially. I don't see how we can, as a community, stand up and say it's time to spend a fortune on this water supply plan and increase our water rates, those of us on public water, by what will be at least 1/3.
You know, it's one of those things that compare it to the education. Do we want to pay the price? Do we want to increase the taxes 20, 25 cents to pay for the education? Do we want to have a sustainable water supply? If we want to, we could pay as much as 1/3 more for our water.
Yeah.
It's a matter of choice.
Yeah, of priorities and choice.
Yeah, and which do you choose? I think with the six supervisors, I think we'll come up with a good solution, maybe, or we'll come up with some good ideas to trim some more money. But I don't know about the tax increase. I don't know. It's six of us voting, and I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to vote for a tax increase.
Rodney Thomas is a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. The big public hearing on the budget is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the county office building. Sarah is waiting patiently on line 3. Sarah, you're on with Rodney Thomas. Go right ahead. Sarah, you with us? Oh, I think we lost her. Sarah was going to call in and ask about the libraries, I think. Let me ask you about that, because the possibility of closing the library in Scottsville is making headlines. And I want to ask it this way. Is that just an example of because this happens every year when we talk about the budget. Some group sees, hey, they're going to cut our funding, so they make a public statement that is the worst-case scenario. I remember one year the school board in Albemarle County was saying, hey, we're going to have to start charging kids to ride the school bus, and all of a sudden everybody comes out of the woodwork and rushes to the public hearing and says, save the schools. And, you know, is this an example of that, or are they really going to close the Scottsville Library? I mean, I guess we don't know. But
Coy, coming from the Board of Supervisors and the budget that was proposed by Bob Tucker, presented,
right,
to us last week, last Thursday, as a matter of fact, in there says Scottsville will be cut no more than 5% of their funds. Scottsville will not close. The next statement was there will be no closing of any libraries in Albemarle County. Now, the statement came from, and I guess it's the board chairman of Jefferson Madison Regional Library, if you go cut me 5%, we'll just close the library. Now, I think there's some more places he can find a 5% cut.
So the county was saying to the library folks, we're going to ask you to cut all your libraries 5% each?
Well, no, actually the Scottsville was a maximum of 5%, and then it could have been a little bit more for the others.
Okay. So 5% max at one particular library, you'd still have 95% of your budget, but their reaction was, no, we're just going to close it down.
Exactly.
Altogether.
Exactly.
I don't understand that.
Well, I don't either. I would like to hear the Jefferson Madison Regional Library representative come forward and explain that one a little bit better than what it was on the news.
Steve is on the line in Charlottesville. Steve, you're on with Rodney Thomas. You go right ahead.
Hi, Coy. Hi, Mr. Thomas.
Hi.
Touching on the library thing quickly, I didn't think it sounded a little disingenuous the other day on Rick and Jane. I heard him comment that the money that comes, that we shouldn't expect the libraries to not buy new computers, because that money doesn't come from the county, it comes from late fines.
Exactly.
Well, where it comes from doesn't really matter. It's going into the same, or it could all go into the same pot, and instead of buying computers, it could mm-hmm. be used for hours. But that's not why I called. I called about the school primarily. I really think that, for me, and in disclosure, I am a school nurse, but gosh, I could do a lot better working back in the private sector. Mm-hmm. That's got to be the priority. I mean, that's what put this town on the map as a school. I mean, otherwise, we're Barbersville. Charlottesville is really, the thing that makes Charlottesville special is education, and that's what draws businesses and employers and why we want to live here. That's why my parents moved here, and I'm glad that I attended Albemarle County Schools, and my friends. I feel like we got a great education way back when, and that's why my wife and I made sure we lived in the county when our kids was time for them to go to school.
Steve, let me let Rodney respond. We're running out of time here. I appreciate the call. Excellent call. And one of the most important points he raises there is this board that we have now, and that you were elected, one of the main things you were elected on was economic development, returning
exactly.
the vitality
exactly.
of economic development to this county and getting businesses to sit up and give us a second look and bring their companies here. Well, we all know one of the most important things they look at in terms of bringing jobs here are the schools. How well do you fund the schools? How well are they performing? What kind of shape are they in? How do your students do? And this is a huge concern when it comes to budget time. Are we investing in our schools to attract companies to locate here?
Well, that's the best point I've heard. I mean, that's exactly what Albemarle County is all about. And I can sit here and say I don't want to raise taxes, but it's wrenching my heart because education has always been my heart. Steve, I was born here and raised here. I didn't go to the county schools. I went to city schools. And they've always been excellent. Back when I went to Lane High School, we were rated in the top probably of three or four high schools in the state of Virginia. And Albemarle County has gotten up there too. And I'm so proud of it, what they've done. Now, we have to sit on that bench and we have to make our decisions as supervisors. And I'm sure sitting there, we are going to, out of our hearts, we're going to make the right decision as to what to do. This decision would be to do what Albemarle County can afford, and decide where to take it from to put back to education possibly. It is everyone's heart, but I think there's still some cuts in the educational system that possibly could be made. There's some more cuts that can be made in the general budget, possibly. Okay, so education is my heart, and I'm not turning my back on it. My eyes are going to be wide open when we go through that budget and decide how much money we're going to give the school board.
We're out of time, callers. I appreciate you calling in. It's 20 minutes after 5 o'clock. We've been talking with Rodney Thomas, a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, a native of Central Virginia. And thank you for your service to this community, and the best of luck to you. It's not an easy position to be in because it's impossible to please everybody in this process.
Coy, thank you, and it's my honor to be a part of Albemarle County's Board of Supervisors.
The meeting is tomorrow night, the public hearing tomorrow night. It starts at 6 o'clock at the Albemarle County Office Building. You're a member of this community. You make sure you are there and you are heard.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.